And now it's time for the Coach's Show on Sterling High School Radio with head coach Clint Wiley and your hosts Rob Strauss and Tad Kozineski. And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show right here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm your host, Rob Strauss, sitting down with head football coach Clint Wiley. Going to talk about the last game and this game, which is the most important game, as you say, Coach.
Yep.
As you always say. First things first, let's get to the game against Audubon at Audubon. Really a hot afternoon, kind of unexpected. You guys had players dropping left and right, especially in that second half.
Second half, right when we came out of the locker room, we had guys going cramping.
Yeah.
Our bigger guys, you know. So hopefully that doesn't happen tonight.
It should be a cool night tonight. Perfect conditions for you guys are getting it in before the upcoming monsoon overnight tonight, which should be good. Tell us a little bit about the Audubon game. A lot of penalties on our side of the ball, actually both sides of the ball, but more so with us. Did you address that in practice this week or in watching tape?
Yeah, we definitely addressed it. The thing, I thought our kids played really hard, and I thought they were very aggressive, and that's what we preached all week. You know, we got to get better from the West Effort game. I thought our kids played hard, but we didn't play smart, you know, and what I mean by that is our kids were hustling down the field like the second or third play of the game. Larry Bay takes a sweep and goes 60 yards for a touchdown. Well, one of our younger players, Tamir Moore, who's really stepping up for a sophomore, is hustling down the field 15, 20 yards, carrying on his block. And now the referee decided to call holding on that. But we just got to be smart at that point in time. So it goes back to my point is we played very hard and we were physical, but we didn't play smart. We ended up having 100 yards and penalties. Now, not only do we have 100 yards in penalties, but we lost 145 yards because of those penalties and three touchdowns. So those are the things you just continue to educate your kids on and say, hey, here's how important and being smart, how important it is to be smart. We don't really need that. Like a couple times, our tight end got called backside for a chop block on a toss play to the right. He has no effect on that play whatsoever, but just be smart because at one time when you go to cut somebody and somebody else, another lineman decides to block that guy, they're automatically going to call that a chop block because it's for the safety of the defensive lineman. So we had a couple of those penalties that hurt us in the big scheme of things. But luckily, we came out. We continued to compete. We had a couple turnovers on defense that helped our cause, especially down in the end zone. Cordell came up with a big interception and then returned it all the way back out to the 40-yard line. But hopefully tonight we play penalty-free and we get a little bit better.
Devon Tucker, 9 carries, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Didn't see a lot of action, but obviously his impact on the field was very prominent out there for us. Didn't see him much in the second half due to the score being what it was and the heat, obviously. But tell us a little bit about Devon and how he's doing so far this season.
Well, Devon's done a nice job of doing what we ask him to do. And we basically backed him up. There was no need for Devon Tucker to rush for 400-some yards. We only gave him the ball, I think, what did you say, 9 times, I think. And you got to remember, I believe a 70-yarder was called back because of a holding penalty. You know, we could have gave the ball to Devon every other play, and he would have rushed for over 400-some yards. But what we're trying to do is develop and have a better balance of a football team down the road when you play in games like tonight against Woodbury. You know, it was nice to see Larry Bay had over 100-some yards. Tamir Moore, a sophomore I mentioned, had over 80 yards rushing. So we were able to give the ball to a lot more players than just Devon Tucker. But Devon did a nice job of running the ball. But more important was really nice was our running backs did a much better job blocking this week than we did, you know, in the West Effort game. So those are the things we were looking for, the positive improvement from our line. Our line did a much better job of picking up the blitzes than we did against West Effort. And that's all we asked is try to get better from week 1 to week 2. And now tonight, we're going to see if we can get better from week 2 to week 3.
Pitching a shutout is always a good thing for the defense. And you guys held them. You mentioned the interceptions and everything. Defense playing real, real strong so far earlier on the season. A little bit tougher test tonight in Woodbury.
Yeah.
But against Audubon, you guys just really shut them down in really every aspect. Minus a couple pass plays that on some of the passing plays. But rushing-wise, really shut them down.
Yeah, well, I think we have one of the best defensive lines in this conference. And, you know, our front three or four, depending on who we play with, the three-man front or four-man front, they're pretty good. And one thing I like about those guys, they play with a high motor and they're very physical, led by JT and Tony Pileski. Those guys play hard. and they make a lot of plays. And then we have a pretty good linebacking crew, and Devon Tucker, Joe Maggi, and a freshman the other night had a big game. Demir Heisesen had 4 or 5 quarterback sacks the other night. And that's what made it pretty impressive. I mean, this kid's got a bright, bright future here. He's already 6'1", 200 pounds, and can run. And you saw him coming off the edge, hitting the quarterback, and he created, I think, 1 turnover. But he had a big day, and hopefully continues to build from that game.
And we're, I thought that was my next question, actually. Talk about the impact of the freshman between Demir and even Chris Rowley, we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Chris Rowley had a great interception.
Good
what a great
there.
Athlete. Got a great attitude. And we got one of the talented freshman classes in South Jersey here. This class reminds me of my senior class. The only difference is this class, they got their head on straight. They're not disrespectful to the coaches, to the teachers. Where my senior class, we had to mold those guys. A lot of those guys have come a long way, and that's what's very rewarding as a coach teacher here is watching the senior class that were freshmen that made some bad decisions sometimes and learn the ropes and learn how to become a man and be respectful to everyone. That's one thing that's been nice watching this senior class mature. But getting back to this freshman class, they're very talented. I mean, they're an undefeated football team right now. We got Chris Rowe, who's very athletic, comes to practice every day, wants to work. We got Demir Hutchinson, who's going to be a big-time player here, who has a phenomenal work at. Demir is a very unique young man because not only, I'm going to go on record and say he's a Division I athlete, but his work ethic is off the chart. Like, this kid wants to be great. Like, you'll see him after practice just working on his own, working on things he needs to improve on. And he's always, coach, what I need to do to get better. He's one of those kind of kids. You know, you see a lot of great kids come into a program, come into high school, even at the college level. Those ones who don't have the work ethic, who think they're already good, normally don't pan out to be that good later on in, you know, in their career. We got another big kid who's going to be playing. He's been playing. He came out and played the second half very, very well. It was Lamar Price, big freshman kid who's got a bright, bright future. We call him little baby JT. So he reminds us a lot of JT when he was a freshman. And this kid's going to hopefully do some good things tonight for us.
Tell us a little bit about the 3 quarterback look that you guys go with. You guys, we saw a lot of it at Autobahn.
Yeah.
You guys came out, started with Matt Mignano, and then went over to Richard Carter for a little while, and then even went towards the end of the game, started going with Aaron Lee. How confusing is that? So if I'm a defense setting up to play Sterling, that's going to be pretty confusing because you don't know which quarterback.
Yeah, because they all bring something to the table. They you know, everyone each one of those players you mentioned bring something special to the table. You know, Matt's just a great leader. Matt's a team player. You saw Matt play a little bit more tight end at the Autobahn game and then just being the quarterback. That's a young man understanding the teams first, not me. And he went out there and gave a great effort of blocking, doing whatever it takes to help the team. Aaron's a kid who has the ability to throw the football, who could also be athletic enough to run the ball. So we just need him to continue to mature, continue to work hard in practice, and when he gets that opportunity to step on the field, to be able to, you know, run with it. And he's done a nice job every time we've put him in the game. Richard's a kid who's just a phenomenal athlete who I think give us another dimension to our offense. When you got to worry about the speed of Tamir Moore, Larry Bay, Hunter Bird, Devon Tucker. Now you got to worry about a quarterback with his speed and athletic ability as Richard Carter. And I thought Richard did a good job stepping in there. You know, he's a kid willing to step, because Richard's, you know, he's a running back last year, carried the ball, I forget how many times he carried the ball, but he had over 600-some yards rushing. So we're asking him to step up, and I think this could help our offense, just give us another dimension to our offense.
Defeat Autobahn 38-0, and you guys have already had your bye week. We talked about that last week and how difficult it is to have the bye week so early in the season. Now you're going up against a team in Woodbury, mm-hmm. probably played your most complete game of the season last year, maybe with the exception of the Haddonfield game as well, but the complete team game last year at Woodbury, defeated Woodbury on the road. What kind of Woodbury team can we expect tonight? I know you said that they're athletic.
No, they're very athletic. They got two really good players. They're a team that's improving from week one to week two to week three, week four. They've played three games. I believe they're 2-1. But there's a team that made an adjustment at quarterback. The first game they opened them against Haddonfield, and Haddonfield physically just beat them up. And they were running a little bit of a triple option offense, which Woodbury normally runs. But going into week two, they bounced back against Haddon Heights, and they moved one of their best athletes, number 18, to quarterback, who's, I think he's about 6'2", 6'3", 195, you know, a very athletic kid, Division I looking kid, to quarterback. And then they have a South Jersey player of the week last week in Troy Short, number 2, who's a very athletic running back who's physical. You could tell he's got a good head for the game, and he's a physical kid. And like I said, I think last week against Linwall, he rushed for 240 yards, had 3 touchdowns, and he was South Jersey player of the week. So with those two guys, they got some guys who can hurt you, you know, with the ball. And they do a good job of coaching those kids, and they come out and play. I mean, like I remind our kids is, you know, last year was payback for us because 2 years ago down here, with 4 seconds ago, they were celebrating. And they have that type of team. They have that type of team. If you remember, they had that quarterback from went to Alabama, Everett, I believe. But they were athletic like that. And so they're an athletic team, which anytime you play an athletic team, it scares you as a coach. So hopefully our kids go out, perform well, and we got to tackle well in space. That's the key. If we can tackle well in space, we got a shot.
You mentioned tackling well in space is one of your keys to the game. We always talk about 3 keys to the game. What do you got the other 2?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about no turnovers, win the turnover battle, and then, you know, the winning the line of scrimmage, you know, on offense and defense. And going into this game, I hope we have that advantage. And that's what we're going to find out tonight. If we can control their line on the offensive side, and then on the defense side, we control their line. We got a shot, and that's the key. Who wins the battle in the trenches?
How did you guys, you and your coaching staff, address the turnovers, the amount of turnovers, and you mentioned over 100 yards in penalties against Audubon? How did you guys address that, either in film or with the
players?
You just
film. You just keep. You preach it. You just preach, and you show them. Show them, like the run on Larry Bay down the sideline. Tamir Moore was a great effort. I mean, you can't be upset with his effort, but now you got to realize you really need to keep riding that kid. Don't give that referee the chance to pull out that flag and throw it. You know, Chris Rowe, when Tamir caught that pass, and remember, he's changed fields and ran all the way down the 2-yard line. Chris Rowe, who's a freshman, just working his rear end off, trying to block. He slips and falls. So when he slips and falls, the other guy falls with him. So that's all the referee sees. So now he calls it holding. You know, so to me, it was a great effort. But sometimes you don't need it. Like, we had a couple of plays backside. We're running toss to the right, wide backside. We don't need to block anybody on the left side. But that's where a couple of the penalties happen. So you just continue to preach it, continue to educate it. You show them on film, and hopefully we get better.
Win tonight puts you guys at 2-1 on the season. And I know you don't like to look ahead, but it's kind of hard not to look ahead when you look at the schedule. You travel to Haddonfield next week. Any thought on that game, especially after the game? I saw you at the game, Haddonfield West effort.
Great game
last night.
Great game, great atmosphere. It was really nice. You know, Haddonfield ended up winning the outcome, but it was a good football game, good physical game. And Haddonfield's a well-coached team. They have athletes. The thing that helps Haddonfield is they got a lot of height. They're long on the edges. When I say that, I'm talking about their receivers. They got a receiver like 6'3", 6'4", who's going to Temple. They got a tight end who's like 6'3", 6'4". And they got another receiver like 6'2". You know, a lot of these kids who play basketball play football over there. And one thing that's good about those Haddonfield kids, they're all 3-sport athletes. They don't specialize in one sport. And a lot of those kids end up going on to college and playing college football, basketball, or, you know, baseball. And but they're good. But then again, they're led by a 5'7" quarterback. You know, I just talked about how much height they have. But you could tell he's a leader. And, you know, watching him the other night, he's an emotional leader. And he does a good job of running their offense. But he's a dual threat. He's a kid who can throw the ball to those kids, but he's also a guy who can also hurt you with his feet. And, you know, hopefully we get through tonight. You know, we play well, perform well, come out injury-free, and then we get our mindset for the Haddonfield game. Okay, because once again, referring back to 2 years ago at Haddonfield, remember they kicked the field goal with 30-some seconds ago to beat us at third place. So those are things we never forget.
I have a question. What's it like having so many options at running back and being able to switch the offensive look so frequently?
It's a great weapon. I mean, it's great to be able to have so many weapons. I mean, we got a lot of team speed, and we got guys. Now, what's really tough, Jared, about it is as a coach is trying to make all those guys happy and pleased. Like you see in the NFL, McCoy's, I don't know if he's happy somebody else is carrying the ball all the time. But those are things we preach about family. Don't put yourself first. It's about the team. So it's tough for me as a coach to juggle because you still want to make everyone happy. But I think it's tough to defend us because we have so much team speed on the outside, but we can also hurt you inside because our line's pretty good. And then you have a big back in Devon Tucker, about 215 pounds, that can hurt you with his speed to the outside, but also can hurt you inside. Great question, Jared.
Should be a fantastic game tonight. Great atmosphere. I don't know if we'll see the same atmosphere tonight that we saw last night.
I hope,
night.
Man. I was really
great.
Excited,
yeah,
man.
Like
that West Effort
night.
Game. Great turnout. I mean, like I said, I think the our band did an unbelievable job. Our cheerleaders did a great job, and our fans did an unbelievable job. And I hope everybody comes out tonight, supports these young guys. Because I mean, the thing is, these kids put in a lot of time. This is a program that's built for 365 days, and hopefully, we're going to get paid today. Like we always talk about, each Friday night or each Saturday, whenever you play, is a payday, and you only get 10 paydays if you're lucky. So hopefully, this will be payday number 3 for us. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to all the other fall sports that are going on right now. And everybody's doing really well now. And hopefully it continues throughout the season.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight against the Thundering Herd of Woodbury. Looking for a little redemption back on this field from
Amen.
2002 when last-second touchdown gave Woodbury the win.
Yeah.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Hey, thank you so much, and go Knights.
All right, guys, coming up. Just a few moments, kickoff right here on Sterling High School Radio and Channel 19. This has been the Coach's Show. Rob Strauss, head coach Clint Wiley. We're back with kickoff right after this.